Fuck with me, baby. I got you. I want some head, come fuck with me. Come fuck with me, baby. I got you. I want some head, come fuck with me. I want some head, come fuck with me. I want some head, come fuck with me.
Shout out to that nigga Snoop, dude. Sliding in DMs. And I guess the case in point was this lady, this girl, I should say, 19 years old. Sliding in the DM, dude. Fucking crazy. And you heard him. He was just trying to get some hey, dude. And of course, you know, Snoop, anybody hasn't followed Snoop Dogg, maybe out of their flavor of music. You know, I haven't been following up with anything he's done. But I know from the news that he put out a gospel album recently. And he's trying to be all righteous and positive and all that good stuff, right? Working out all the time. And they got him, man. They got him on the clip, this girl. I guess she's known in the industry as the new, nowadays they call it getting that bag, meaning getting that money bag, getting that money, and trying to get that clout. So anyway, she's one of those. Back in my era when I listened to more hip-hop, it was this girl called Superhead. She came out with a book, and she talked about all the trysts and the people that she sucked dick. I guess she was very famously known for that. But this is, I guess, the modern version of that. And this girl is like Snoop Dogg's more than half his age, like 19, 20. He's like 46, I want to say. Good for him. You know, going out there and shooting that shot. But I guess she kept receipts. I guess something along the lines that he was sending her money and, you know, he just wanted her to come over, man, suck his dick. Married guy, still married to his high school sweetheart. They got a few kids together. And of course, none of that's going to change. Of course, you know, his wife knows the deal. I mean, that's what comes with the territory when you're famous. I'm sure that's not the first nor the last. You know, it just sucks when everybody knows about it. And I think this is just a conundrum that I think people have, especially women, have a problem with. It's something that they just can't tolerate as far as a man straying away and doing, having all this history with somebody and always getting tempted. And I always go back to it. Temptation is real. It's something that happens all the time. And we can't control ourselves. Men are able to compartmentalize sex with love. There's no woman in this world that would take Snoop away from his wife and his kids. No woman. Like, he would never leave his wife and kids for any woman. But he will fuck around. He will do stuff like this. He will get ahead. He will flirt. But he will never legally leave. Number one, because that's who he hitched his wagon on. That's what he's providing for. That's what he wants to share the end of most of his life with. And number two, it's cheaper to keep him. Like, there is both an emotional and a financial reward for him staying married. And that's the way he wants to keep it. But as a man, he's able to differentiate both. And I think that's where the women get all bothered about it. And that's why I always marvel at the married women that I talk to that are in ethical open relationships, whether it's polyamorous or open marriages, whatever dynamic it is. And I always talk to them about that, because what I let them know is that when I go into the dating world and I talk to women, that they always come and say, why aren't I good enough? Isn't me, like, can I be your whole everything? Why do you need to even engage in other sexual acts with somebody else? And one of them told me something that was very strong. And she said, you know, I used to think that way as well. But then I realized that it wasn't about me not being enough. It was me being unselfish and wanting my man to experience anything that he wants to experience. Because if he's my best friend, if he's my partner in crime, if we're legally together, now, if we have all these things in play, we share children, why wouldn't I want him to be happily fulfilled with anything he wants to do, and vice versa? And like, my husband wants me to be the same way. Like, and I think, and she said, once she flipped that mindset, and of course, knowing that she's not going to leave anybody, not going to be with anybody, I should say, and leave her husband or leave her kids or leave the current stability that she has for anybody. It's more about enjoying the journey of life and people that come in her life that want to experience something on an intimate level. And I think that's what she said. And others have coined to that mindset as well, that you have to get off that insecurity and that jealousy, because when I talk to girls, it 9 out of 10 or all of them in some way, shape, or form, they're saying this: "Are you gonna cheat on me? Are you gonna cheat on me? Are you sure? Am I the only one you're talking to? Don't cheat on me. I don't want you to cheat on me. I want trust. I want faithfulness. I want an honest man. I want a man that does." You know, it all comes down to they're fucking afraid of being cheated on. Like, everyone is letting it be known. What's your problem? Well, men are liars. Oh, they just go ahead and lie and just fucking want to get out. Though they want to cheat. They want to cheat. And I found out this and I found out that. I don't know what to tell you. You're not building the foundation right. You know, you got to, I think when it comes to relationships, you have to build a connection that is unique, and he's not going to be able to get that anywhere else. I know I look for like-minded. I mean, that's really the beginning of the end, right? That's something, in my opinion, that is very, very important. You know what I mean? Because if you don't think the same or have the same viewpoints, then why are you going, how can you build a long-term foundation? And that's what I've learned from my prior situation. And I think that's where I'm moving forward. That's the person I'm trying to be now. It's like one of the things I'm learning. It's not about being jaded, but learning that I need to be with somebody that's in the ballpark with me as far as how I view things, how I am in life. You know, we're able to be each other's best friends and able to have an appreciation to talk openly without judgment. We have to come from that mindset. But I think for me, I come from the mindset as well. One of the things that are very important to me is that I want my partner happy in whatever it is that she wants to pursue. And I want to feel that from my partner wanting that for me as well, and trusting the bond and trusting the connection that we have. And I think that people, when they go into the open relationship talk or doing things unconventional, they're looking at it as like, you know how it was back when you were in the 20s and a guy would just be bringing a girl every night over and fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking, and you know, they'd just be parading girls in and out. That's the fear that I think a lot of women are still stuck on, that where they're thinking a man is wanting to do that, like just bring girls over every night or go out every night and leave. And I'm like, look, if you guys are awesome with one another, like there should not be any desire for him to go out and do those things all the time. What I'm talking about is when, the way I see it anyway, let's just say I go out to Vegas. I never did anything in Vegas, but I'm just saying when I was married. But let's just say that I went out to Vegas and I got the free pass. And I can go out and do whatever I want to do, right, and come back and not worry about it. Act like I'm single, right? But I'm not going ahead and bringing that relationship back home or anything like that. And vice versa. Like if my wife or my girlfriend wanted to go out with the girls on a cruise and something more happened and something more, that's up to her. You know, my thing is, it's just being communicative with one another and appreciating what we have, because that connection and that type of experience is not something that people are open to having, because they don't trust the other person to do what's right. And there's also a moral fiber that is broken. And I guess the way I look at it is, you have to be open to it and you have to know who you are. And if you don't embrace those things about who you are and what you do, then I think it's a very difficult thing to do. But you can't go ahead and try to have somebody suppress those feelings and urges. But no one talks openly in the first place, which is what the problem that lies in all of this. But when it comes to an open relationship and open marriages, I think that's the mindset that I've learned from everybody. Some people, no two open marriages or unconventional marriages, non-monogamous marriages, are built the same way. I've talked to a woman where the guy allows her to do anything, but she doesn't allow him to do anything. And he's totally fine with it. Like, he's totally fine with what would they call a cuck. And just, he's like, you do you, I'm good. And whatever you want to do, you do. But, and that's totally happy, and they're good in that relationship. There's others where when they go travel, if they go travel on business, they go ahead and do it. And they have certain windows when they can meet people. All of them essentially have a limit for that person. Like, that person that they're playing with can't be taking up a lot of their time. Can't be somebody that, because in essence, if you're doing that, then why are you in a marriage, right? It should be something like a compliment from time to time. There's other people that have a gateway. So like, I'll have to go through the guy only to meet with the girl. That's the way it goes. That's the way they prefer it in the marriage, right? Other people just rather It's just so every marriage is funny because every marriage that I've talked to about that, everyone has their own dynamic. Like for you may have just a first sit down, like a dinner, everyone's sitting together, and then that's it, and then you won't meet anybody after that. Like it's and all these things are in the shadows. These are people that you know. These are people that are around you. But and I talk to them about it. It's like, does anybody know about this? Like, yep, my family doesn't know about this. Maybe my best friend knows about it. Something like that. Like it, or. But their best friend would be like out of town. It'll be somewhere in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Like it just wouldn't be. It wouldn't be just anybody that knows this. Like it'd be less than three people. It'd be like them two. No family knows about it. Maybe a friend knows about it, and then the people that they're seeing, and that's it. That's how little their circle is of dialogue. So it's a because you know you can't put it out there for everyone to see. Other people have it where you can't deal with anybody at work. Or Facebook friends, things like that. So everyone it's very interesting. Everyone has their own parameters, right? And it's not something that they're exuding to the world. I remember this one lady in open marriage was telling me that her husband, once they set the rules, and one of them was it was okay to fuck the girls at work. I want to say he was a doctor, and she worked in sales, and he was like, you know, and he had staff members at the office, right? I mean, any doctor has a lot of hot nurses and stuff. So he was trying to tell one of the nurses, hey, I'm in an open marriage, and she got weirded out, super weirded out, where I'm like, But she told me that what started happening was when the husband started saying, you know, she's being a bitch at home, and I'm not, you know, I'm not getting what I need at home. Like, he was just giving, and they were just cheating, right, what the whole world would think as cheating. And then it was okay. That was more acceptable. And that just tells you how weird it is. And I deal with this in my own context of co-parenting, the way I go about doing it and doing the things that I do. Like, for example, me and mom went to Disney World with the little one. We went with her. We stayed over at a condo. I got a condo over there. We all stayed together. Different rooms. Everything good. Personal. You know, like, chill. And people just sit there and like, wow, how can that happen? And it's like, dude, why don't you just get off that horse of you having to be so fucking evil to one another? We shared history. It didn't work out. But why can't we be amicable for the kid? It's not about us. It's about the kid and being good for the kid. The kid is going to appreciate us. And I just laugh at that because, you know, our co-parenting is better than a lot of people that are in marriages with kids. Because we communicate. We have our own space, our own me time. It's not as if we're having any resentment towards one another. We have a scheduled thing where you have her these days, I have her these days. And in those days, when you don't have her, I have my me time. I don't have to worry about anything with my daughter and vice versa. Whereas when you're living in a marriage, you know, I've known women that get really pissed off at the guy because he's not as involved. Because he's not doing his responsibility or his duties or doing his share to help the mom. And the mom is just pissed off. And the guy's just going out and golfing all fucking day. So, no, that's all you kids. You know, I'm not dealing with them. And there's just, so in co-parenting with us, in the one that I'm in anyway, it's a very good because I talk to my daughter. I talk to her today. You know, that's the cool thing. Like I said, I talk to her. She'd be like, come over sometimes. And, you know, these things happen. And everyone looks at it like, wow, that's really weird. But I had my ex's boyfriend talk to me. He's like, you know, I commend you, dude, because, like, people don't understand, like, what you do, but I see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, dude, I see everything you're doing. Like, it's amazing. But from the outside, everyone would be shaking their head like, what the fuck's going on there? I wouldn't allow that to happen. No fucking way. If I had a man that had kids, I mean, fuck that. His ex better kick rocks. We're not, you know, it's like this whole pride thing kicks in. Like, what fear do you fucking have? You think they're going to get back together? It's like, for me, I got out of a marriage. I went through the legal process of getting the fuck out of Dodge. You think I want to go ahead and reinsert myself? I don't. You know, I mean, that train has left the station. I mean, it's like there's a reason why divorces can't be done right away. It's a long, painful process. And you're reminded of that, right? So I don't understand how women just get so fucking all territorial. And guys, too. Guys get all in their feelings about it. Oh, well, no, that's not going to ever be me. I'm like, dude, it's not about you. It's about the child, man. It's about doing what's right. Doing what's right. And if you're grown up and if you're secure with what the bond that you have, then why the fuck are you worrying? It's like, well, you know, I'm not going to worry about that. It's like if I have a girl that has an ex-husband and they want to go travel with the little one for a weekend, go for it. You know, go for it. I'm not going to go ahead and at the end, if she doesn't want to be with me, she won't want to be with me. But it's like, you know, who am I to limit or to not allow them to create a good experience for the child? If you have an ego, then, I mean, it's just so funny because you just read these people that are in their deathbeds and they just talk about all these things that people worry about that they're so comfortable with. You know, pride and just being so insecure. They realize it at the end. It's like, all that shit doesn't matter, man. You just got to enjoy life. You got to be good. And it's like, you know, when just for anybody that's confused about how to live life, just talk to the older people when they reach the end. Just talk to 80 years old. Just go ahead and YouTube that shit. Just watch them. They'll say these things. It's all consistent how they say about living life and not worrying about the little things and just being good to others and all these things that I spew at 41 and how I handle my life and my decisions. It basically comes from that. And it comes from a place of love, of caring for others and doing what's right. And I think that's where you all get lost with the concept of open relationships, because it's not about you not being everything. I can't expect to be everything to my partner. I could try to be, but I look at it more as whatever I want to enable my partner to have an amazing experience with me being there, being their best friend, being everything. And if their whatever their urges, their desires are, I'm going to support it. As long as they're being good to me at the end of the day, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And people get, because I think what happens with a lot of people is that they have that moral fiber structure from their families. They'll say, well, you know, my grandparents and my parents been together for 50 years and never had that. I get that. But like, are you trying to compare yourself to your parents? I mean, are you trying to live up to them and their world and their standards? No, you got to create your own trail. And if you're trying to follow exactly what they did because you admire that, awesome. Find somebody like-minded. And that's all, I always keep going back to that. I never had that. So I'm trying to find, for me anyway, I'm trying to find what works for me. And I think for me, being objective and being open-minded about the options and being with somebody that is objective about the options, if things change within the context of a marriage or a relationship, then I'm in. Because I don't prescribe to keep plowing through something that is not going to go down. It's like, what are you doing here? You know, it goes back to my fantasy football ways. When I'm 1-4 and 1-5, I'm not going to sit there and stick it out. I'm not going to sit there. If I can make changes, I'm going to make changes. For better or worse, I'm going to make changes because this 1-5 is going to turn into 1-15. So I don't prescribe to stick in when it's very evident that things are not working. And I wish more people thought that way. It's like when they're so miserable in their relationship and their marriages and they're exhausted from it, they go to work, have a long day at work, then they come home and then dealing with more bullshit. Like, it shouldn't be that way. But people make you feel like it's okay. It should be that way. Life is miserable. Life should be this way, but because you want to have somebody there, it's like, what stops you from not having somebody there and being happy? This should complement your life. This should help you, make you be better. And I think people are just so conditioned to think that happiness is about being together, nobody else matters, and we have to somehow fight through this toughness, because that it wouldn't be love if it wasn't tough. Such a stupid way of thinking. Jesus. She was just a groupie. 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 She was just a groupie.